All right, we want to say good afternoon and welcome to the program here on The Overdrive, one of the most electrifying shows on radio, where the bacchanal is always real, the entertainment is a must, but of course we must educate the public. So I want to introduce my guest for this afternoon. He's going to be sitting with us for the better part of an hour here, and I mean, I want to welcome him with open arms, a man brave, first time in something like this. So the man is Lester Adams. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. The thing about it is, Lester, well, we call you Mighty too on the ground, right? You have a nickname called Mighty. That is your AKA. The thing about it is, buddy, I want to tell you a story this afternoon. Talk to me. Tell me, you know, what you went through, how you end up, as Jackie say, behind these prison walls. What was your transition? You know, what your experience? Share that story with me. Start off by how you end up into that lifestyle.
Okay, so, well, to start with, well, it wasn't, well, I grew up in the ghetto.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You understand? And I grew up with my mother alone, a single parent. She was a single parent with me and, well, I had a brother and a sister.
Mm-hmm,
so my mother was a single parent with us.
Having to battle that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Without a father and whatnot. So it wasn't easy for my mother growing up, me and she other children, because it wasn't me alone. She had me and she had her other boy and other girl, which was older than me by 2-3 years.
So you're like the youngest?
I was like the youngest.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And with we growing up in the ghetto, well, my mother wasn't no big to say, like, middle class, or, you know,
she wasn't up there.
She was just normal, struggling. See me, I don't know, but she ended up with children because she had us,
right? Understood.
And within I seen that and growing up, well, it wasn't easy. Well, we used to eat, and every day we eat good.
Wow.
Sometimes it could be good, sometimes it ain't gonna be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to be outside. She used to leave me to go outside and play and things, so I used to be outside, so I used to get to share a little bit, you know. End up downstairs thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as you're growing up, you know, with us, you go end up going over so and picking some mango. Then when you get the mango, you might feel to sell it.
Because you're looking for a little money.
And then you might get a little money now. You might start a line with some bigger fellas and you them smoking, you might start a smoke too.
Wow.
Like you just in a none to do and you just day. That is how it does be when you're growing up in the ghetto as a young fella. And within that now, As the old I get, my partner and them start going and looking for things, because what we wanted, we didn't have. So we had to go and look for it.
No.
Because we didn't have what we wanted.
So, all right. So this is the part. You make my pause raise there. When you say what you want, I mean, we know Christmas time come because mom, you know, don't have it difficult for you to get them kind of toys. So you're watching the others have it.
Others have it and we want it.
The people calling sometime, already, you know, they don't start to love your story, you know.
Sometimes it might be a bike.
Hmm.
You see a youth man riding.
Mm-hmm.
You are ride a bike too, you ask, you go and buy your mother, mommy. Oh, me get no bike. Boy, I ain't no money to buy that for you. Mother been related, she ain't no money to buy it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Hmm.
Face strong, you go and buy your partner. Your uncle might send a bike for him.
Mm.
He might get a ride that your partner. You say, yeah, but he's a real friend to me, but he can't get a bike. But look, my partner still gave him a ride me bike.
Uh-huh.
And I the same partner who does end up crying to do the wrong thing, because my your partner, you know, he gave you what you have. So, sometimes that'll be the same partner we need to tell you, boy. Have a flick before we to go and chop. You go end up with your own thing.
Oh. So by telling you now, you have the prospect of getting your own bike. So you had to borrow nobody bike.
Come like one thief two bike.
That is how easy this happen.
And with that now, you start to do that. You do that and you see how easy you get it. So you feel like you could do anything and get you easy too. And die with us get up with. Because you go and take the bike, you find you get it easy, nothing happen thing. You find everything run smooth. Thing again, remember you're growing up too, you're getting older.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So by the time you're 15, the gun come in. And well, with nowadays, well, with the time when I grew up, when I was 15, it was done maybe 2014, and by the time all 2014, it done have plenty guns involved in the communities already. Mm-hmm. So, one was a thing everybody have, so it's easy to get at.
Wow.
So the bigger man no wants to see them youths on them. Yeah, boy.
He thief two bike, he get three.
You doing anything to get something what you don't have on. That what has caused we to end up getting lead astray.
Mighty, I mean, your story's so real. You have callers on the line, you know. People want to talk to you, you know. Let me take one and see. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, David.
Uh-huh, tell me.
I just tuned in, boy. Thing there. Mm-hmm. I hear part of the guy's contribution there, but I hear enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, am I to hear right that whatever the circumstances, that your mother for Christmas time couldn't buy a bike for you, you don't want to go and borrow your friend's bike, you feel embarrassed for that, right? So, you go and you punk on the innocent people who work hard and sweat, and you don't know if they borrow money from a credit union to buy the bike for their children. So you go on now to rob them children and deprive them of their hard-earned bicycle, right? Maiming them for life. When you go to rob them, you might even shoot them and kill them too for the bike. You know, if you all play back at that record, what you just said in your head, right? And it do register to you that you're doing something devilish, right? Well, then something is wrong with you. And the others who are keep on perpetrating this heinous crime on the law-abiding, hard-working, right, citizens of this country who work very hard, right, to earn what they have. Like, for instance, a man paying an installment on a car, right? All you want to come just so, because all you grew up with father, whatever, this and this. All you hungry, right? All you had no food to eat, right? You want that car to go and put on a walk, right? Mm-hmm. So this man owing the bank still for that car. All you come and take the bank.
Yeah, but
car,
hold on, Roll.
Right?
Hold on. Now,
lost the car. He still had to pay the bank for the car.
Yeah, but hold on, Roll. Hold on.
You realize what else he doing?
But hold on.
You're lucky now is not the West, long time Western thing with every man have a gun, you know. But I would have blow away all your tail, boy. Thanks.
Roll, you have to understand. The show is geared toward positivity. The gentleman is not of that. The gentleman live a life. He's helping us to understand what happens in society and why they reach there. He's not saying that he's on radio to tell people this what he doesn't know. We need to understand what goes through their minds. We want to do community policing. We want to watch them on the block and stereotype them. But we need to understand what's going through a man's mind. It might be wrong. So let me be thankful when those like Mr. Lester Adams could come out and say, you know, I was there. I am no longer there. He has changed. Come on. Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, David.
Yeah, buddy.
What's up? New York, man.
Mr. Adams,
you know,
yes.
This morning, there are similar discussion in terms of the, what we call massage parlors or whatever, according to that, they want to say whole house. And men calling in, right? They can see the shame they say that they went there to see what it's like. Right?
Uh-huh.
And it's so nice to this for that partner when I call it. He's talking hurt and beat. Partner, this boy here trying to tell us what has led to the kind of that life like that.
Yes.
And you know, Mike, he make me go off the trip, but here why I wanted to ask the question, eh? You know, just how, when they analyze life, right, partner, you know, fellas that want to make a trip up. You know, why these same fellas that say, but you know something? I don't ask myself, but you know, we are blaming anybody. I like how he tried to make us understand that living, how it is here. Because when you're in that circle, it's hard to think outside that circle. Remember, the fellas are wrong here. Like the companion. Again, companionship with them. So if you know, if I for that come out and say, boy, you know, partner, hear this. You have to be real strong and say, for that, you know, something. You know, we could, if we do so, and we say, you know, we can see if we can, I mean, if I don't have anything to do, one of them do something and earn our money. You see, that mindset, not in that community, because that's not what they know. I don't know if we could try to redirect the you know, mindset. Of, I can remember, I was four for that. My father was a teacher. He could only afford to buy one bike, so we started riding the bike by turn. Right? And that was how it was. So that is how it is. But remember, to our mindset in those days was different. So I glad all these guys trying to make us account to how they did it, understand society.
That's right.
And if I call with all due respect to their partner, and the man is encouraging, the man is trying to show
how it reached
where
there.
Where come from and how the world happened to some children. And thank God he alive, they didn't come back and tell us where he can help another man to redirect his life. Because not everybody does get away in their life and have to come back and tell us. So he locked down Lisbon.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So you understand how important how people feeling passionate. So let me, before I take the next call, you know, I have a question for you in terms of, okay, so a boy comes. Now, tell me, when you're bridging into that lifestyle now, what it is that these senior men, these older men in the community will tell a young man to really give him a gun to help him go out there? What happens in that circle there?
No, well, that is our next good question, because an adult, a big man, who watching a young man growing up and seeing what he's doing, and this is our next very serious thing where people have to take in, because the big men and them in the community, especially when they growing up in the ghetto, these men and them, here what they be doing, here what they be looking for, they be sitting and watching the youths and them, how they moving, how he does talk, how he does move, what he does do, watching you, scanning you, watching how he does move, how he does function, how he does live, like a camera to watching you. And once them see, and remember how I was explaining to you before, how it was for me.
Right.
I used to go through certain things. So these fellas and them watching me all these times, and I didn't know these men and them watching
these
me.
These are the older gangster
yes,
men.
Yes, who having the things and them what I don't have. What? In other words, so when I do go to them, I might go to them sometime. Big brother, I get my late chillers now, about late Tampico and something, but he gave me 20. Because he done seen the juice in me, he gave me 20. I asked him for 2 chillers, he gave me 20, 40. Go and do your thing, like yourself. He talking to me nice. Because he know I is what he looking for.
Wow.
And die with us go. He just waiting for you to reach a certain age where that you could boss that thing and you could think. And you could handle your scene good. Die with us be, eh? Take my Shepherd advice.
You hear what you now say? You're asking for a little $3. Yeah, and you're 40. And tell you, yeah, boy, you boy, get something to eat. So with that $40 now,
you get wild. You saying, but you see Christmas. You see night. You see everything. You never even had $40 in your life. Go on and get mommy 20. You didn't know what to do. Go on, my partner, give him 10. Oh, just so.
Just so, yeah.
Change all in singles.
Yeah.
Go, you buy about 5 Tampico one time.
No, we laughing now, but that is the reality. And right understanding, you get in.
Yeah, that, boy way get you. That way does get catch. Yeah. Once you get catch, so that is it. It's inside from there. After that is, you see, man, that's the but as that man realize that what you want, remember, he done watching you from small. He see now you moving. He seeing you like to get trouble. He seeing you going and tiffing people, man. You tiffing people back. He hearing everything. He's a big man in the community. He, he just ain't telling you nothing.
But he watching you.
He watching you. As you realize you're 13, 14 there, you start to smoke. He gain you weed to smoke. Now every day I go and money to buy weed. He gain me weed to smoke. I start a lime with tea. That them big men and them say lime with tea. And like they need more nobody know you're lime with them sometime. Because remember, you're young, you know. Yeah, the lineman at you as a realized thing. And nobody being seen nowadays. I just still see it going on nowadays. It's still going on nowadays. The youth men and them who doing majority in the killing nowadays. 15, 16 years old. None of them in cross 20. When I watch plenty of youth men and them who dying. None of them, majority of them in over 25.
Let me take a call now, boy. Oh God, people calling. Hello, good afternoon. All right, call me back. Hello, good afternoon.
Some of them had degree. Father calling behind them every day, going to get a walk. You can't get a walk, though.
Thank you. 627-3223, 625-2257. Send your WhatsApp to 306-1065. Somebody says, good afternoon, Davy. It's easy for some persons to take the wrong path because everyone not going to think how rational persons will think. Persons come from hard life and believe to themselves society is unfair to them, and even though they are doing the wrong things, they are looking for the easy way to achieve the things they never had. Okay, hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Davy and Lester.
Good afternoon, Lester, yes.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
My question is, so when you brought home bacon, money and so for mommy, what did mommy say to you?
Ah, Okay. Thank you very much.
I'll hear you up here.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So what she's asking, right? So you remember you say you grew up in a situation where you didn't have it, right? You wasn't having certain things. So when you go out there and you get these things now, like you say you get 40, you run home and you give mommy 20. So what the caller is asking, so when you give mommy $20 and she see you with her bicycle riding, that yours now, what is mommy saying? How is mommy dealing with you knowing that, okay, my son ain't walking away, how we get his bike, you know? What is mommy saying when you hand her the 20?
That is our next, well, there's our next good question, because, well, mommy don't be watching too.
Mm.
Mommy don't know how she grew up, she children. The father wasn't there, the father done breed she.
And gone.
To she all kind of thing and gone. So the mother and all that she own pain on she own too.
Wow.
Like a woman and all that had to study. The parent and all have had the own like, thing on the own where they wouldn't even tell the child.
That they're going through.
So when they see the child now developing themselves like a man, most of mothers do. And I doesn't vex with a mother, because when you see your child, you remember a mother to be watching the child. You mightn't. A mother does talk to the child, tell the child X, Y, Z, this is wrong, this is right.
Mm-hmm.
So if a mother see she don't tell the child this is wrong, this is right, but she know how the child growing up. She does end up leaving the child to do what the child want, because she don't have what the child want.
To prevent it.
Ah.
So he come home with that 20.
And then now, which I sure going on today, in the world Trinidad and Tobago we living in, it have young men helping the mother, 16, 17 years old, and 18 yet, still living at mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Them going out there and get it and bring it for them and the mother. Since they's all 13, 14. I telling you that, me asking you.
Good afternoon.
Hello and good afternoon, my friend.
Good afternoon.
And I want to thank the gentleman, the goodly gentleman, for speaking the truth. And I subscribe to that, and I thank you for the program and management.
Thank you.
You see, the truth with the age is that these successful people are in society. I want to tell them how we all are at risk, because it's happening every day, day to day. I see it. I work taxi, so I know it. I don't go out, my friend. So I see it at a younger age, and it's something that exists at every stage in people's life and in communities. How do we change it?
That is it.
Now, people now think it's this, you're 30 and you're 40, it's for 15, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, they're young and they're strong. You're strong. So these successful people in this country now, when you see you're reaching this position, tell us, my friend, how simple it is that they are gone, and then people will know how much you would in this community. That is why we strive for meaningful change in this country. Meaningful change with opportunity. We are spending $58 billion in this country, and at the highest level, people are taking advantage. So this is why it's not trickling down for the people in community center and community work and bringing the resources to the people. When you take the resources from the people, where is the opportunity? The opportunity cannot only be for the rich. Have a good day, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's a very good point. You know, Mighty Lester, I have a text. A texter here, but I want to get to the point where I want to tell people, because they need to know how easy it is for you to get a gun in his hand. Hold on, let's listen to this voice note.
All right, Davey, good afternoon. All right, Davey, I want to commend that young fella. I think he's a very strong young man. He's very brave to come out here and give us all this information. But hats off to you, young fella. Keep going on the straight path, and you will be successful one day. And Roll, you are very disrespectful as usual. I mean, you need to rethink the kind of things you come on this radio station to say. Thank you very much.
And I want to say, I empathize, I support that text as well. Because, Roll, this gentleman on the station this afternoon, I wouldn't bring somebody to support that kind of badness. This station is all about positivity and growth. It's about helping people, bridging the gap. Every day we sit down here, we bad talk the criminals. We say all kind of things. We bad talk the police and all. I have a gentleman who has made a valuable effort to sit before me this afternoon to share the ills of society, having lived it himself. Come on. I appreciate the support all you're giving the gentleman. Good afternoon.
Yeah, but you see...
Roll, yeah what? I'm really not in the mood for you this afternoon, you know. So unless you come in with something positive, you're wasting your time calling me this afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, Davey.
Good afternoon.
I just joined the program. I'm listening to the gentleman and you have this discussion. You know, Davey, one of the things that I've been asking myself, has our social services been able to tailor their responsibility to meet everyone? And I want to say something that is rather mundane right now. What is wrong in establishing soup kitchens in communities where individuals can get a meal when the day comes as they try to build themselves? Baby, if I went under Mr. John House and I called three young men with me and we decided, fellas, listen, this is a very easy work we're going to do. We are going to upholster and build couch sets. And we build these couch sets. Now, when we build these couch sets, if courts doesn't want to buy it from us, let the state buy it from us. Sell it to the people who buy HDC houses. We can find a number of different areas where young men who have valuable time on their hands can employ their skill. They can have a sustainable wage, something to keep them until they graduate onto something different. We need to change the way in which we do things in this country. If we don't change it, the things that is happening right now is going to increase tenfold. So my idea really and truly is that we could employ virtually everyone who's unemployed right now. Everyone. There's always something for them to do. Don't buy our chairs from Malaysia and so and so. Let them build it here. It might cost us a buck more, but hell, say what? At least we employed our own people to do it. And there's so many things that they can do independently. They can wake up at their own time, 10 o'clock in the morning. They can wake up at 8 o'clock in the evening if they so choose. Independently. And then whatever they produce, you have a ready market for it. They might produce it a little bad in the beginning, but then soon they'll get a skill. You need to put soup kitchens in communities to try and reach the people who the social development services have not been able to reach. There's a lot more plans that I have, you know, but I don't want to hog your whole program. But I'm just saying that we could do much better than we are doing right now. I'll listen to your comments.
All right, thank you very much. And just to reiterate on what you were saying there, I mean, even if you get these youths like Mighty, who is in studio with me, and others like him to build furniture, even if the other big stores not willing to purchase it, I'm sure that the less in society, less fortunate society, the ones that are poverty stricken, the government with the social service intervention can take the furniture off these people's hand and, you know, give it to these less fortunate in society, pass it on to them for small money, you know. So I understand where you're going with that. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Davey.
What's up, buddy?
I good. You know what's quite interesting, Davey? Receivers is always something that takes place. And here you're hearing the gentlemen who I think you should say for all and sundry who having a problem in terms of what he's saying. What the gentleman, is he an owner of a business, Davey?
Well, he has his own business in terms of repairing phones. He's doing that in the area, and shoe repairs and that kind of thing. So
exactly.
He has, right? You know, if your phone giving problems, he learned that skill. And he repairs phones and fix shoes and slippers and these things, which is fine.
Exactly. I don't know what his role point. I don't know where we're all going to start. At the end of the day, the young man would have served his time as part of his punishment. And here you see he has reformed and he is no longer partaking in various activities and he ought to be commended.
Listen.
I mean, he would have fallen off the track and in terms of giving us, in terms of how he fall off the track. And of course, here you are seeing somebody who have reformed. And you see, once we can get a low level of recidivism in terms of where persons are going back and becoming repeat offenders, that is where we are having a challenge. And this gentleman must be commended for that. Of course, he will have his past. And of course, people will look at you still, but at the end of the day, he's entering into a phase where he's trying to be an entrepreneur now, and he ought to be commended.
Well done.
And this is not about looking at the past. He's just telling us how people fall off the track. And of course, when most of us would have read the Selwyn Ryan report, it tells us as to the social ills that contribute in terms of why a number of young men fall off the track, if I may say it that way.
All right.
So you ought to be commended, and hopefully hopefully the people in the community will support this
initiative. Thank you very much, Kadeem, for sharing your thoughts. I want to make this a project hope where every week I can have Mighty on the station with me. Let Mighty tell us some of the ills that, you know, more. I want to bring him every week. I want Corporate Trinidad to buy into this project. And let's make this, somebody now said, hi, Davey, much respect to that guy. Much respect, bro. Much respect. So, I mean, a question was asked. Davey, go back to the question about the guns, how easy it is for our young men to get guns. So let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, you did mention it a little bit. So tell me, how easy it is growing up in the ghetto, as you put it, for a young man to put his hand on a firearm?
Okay. Well, it are more than one ways of a young man getting a firearm, but I'll give you a little bit of...
The most common one?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Uh-huh.
So it does be like this too. As a youth growing up in the ghetto, is according to what kind of youth it is, as I was explaining to you, it are all kind of youths.
Mm-hmm.
If it are 50 youths growing up in the ghetto, 20 out of them is best. You understand?
That's a high number, you know.
20 out of them is best. If it's a 50 youths growing up in the ghetto, 20 out of them is best. You understand? Sure about that. So it's like this. It go as some. Remember, it's all kind of different way of talking about gun. A man, a youth. Remember, youth, we always moving. We always moving somewhere, day or night. We always moving. Gun is a thing man does rest down. A man doesn't keep a gun at him right through. Once it's illegal. Meaning, I could keep it on here with the police, they know, and it's a cool scene.
So, an illegal fire.
Once it's not illegal, you just rest it down.
So,
sometimes you'd see you when you're going and rest down your thing and go and take your thing. I didn't see nothing. No better ways too.
Wow.
And then now, it's a youth. Well, now we're living in 2023. The time get more modernized, it more easier to get things. So we youths now say, no, and gun and thing get cheap now.
What do you mean cheap? So how much for illegal firearm on the streets so?
Though? A good question. A good question.
Wow.
You understand what I mean?
No, he told me the answer off here, guys. I can't tell only the answer. But he just gave me the answer of how cheap it is to get an illegal firearm. So here's the question I want to ask you now, boy. How a man... This end up a bad man, boy. When I say a bad man, like one man that's country. No, it's a man shooting in an area. Them is bad man in the area. Them pulling the pipe. But it's a one man controlling that. Why did they attack he? That order that's coming now, boy.
Well, back to the as a youth man growing up. Like, I only talk from my experience.
Well, yeah, it's only you. It's only you.
Understand? So, with my experience growing up as a youth man, a big man who watching a young man growing up and seeing he giving trouble, he doing things, he watching him, he liking his style. And when he reach up on his age and the big man start to give him what he have, gave him a gun, give him things, gave him weed, sell weed. That's how a youth does start to sell weed and all.
Wow.
Because a youth didn't have any own weed to sell in. A youth, he don't have nothing. It's the big man who gain anything because the big man just have everything, but he don't have the belly.
Okay.
He might have a lay brains, the big man might have a lay brain, but he not the belly to go around and really do these things. He's like, you two coming up, you see nearby, that man a real belly. He look like he could do anything for me.
And pull him in.
And pull him in, and with that dies today, you pulling in, you, all your friend and them, you gain all your partner and them gone because you, the boss
don't
you started, you started getting my boss play because he cheating like a boss, he gave me everything. So you started like, no, he's your boss, but that man, no. He, you come like the man and you him, no. Because remember, you doing everything, you know. The man, he just gain you thing to go and do thing. He ain't going and do what you going and do.
But he get that respect because he taking care.
Easy man dealing with you, you won't do him nothing because even sell your thing, you remember him by that the man who
handle me.
Unless,
and then on
unless,
top of that.
Unless he talk out of time, man. Unless he talk off. According to how he is, you might get rid of him and you control everything. And that does happen too. Because I see it happen already. That does happen too.
But then when you get rid of that man, who we know, who
gain everything.
Well, remember, he have a connect, so he gain it from somebody.
Yeah.
But if you get rid of he, that cut off the pipeline, because what somebody explained to me before we came on air today is that when you cut off the man, that big man, that boss, remember, he's the one who had the connection to bring the gun or the weed on the block. So if I kill he, who we going to? What we have got done? Then we need more.
That's a good question, because with what I experience, it doesn't really have one connection. So that's why you see them kind of thing that be going on.
Oh.
So it's not really a... I think you have to just understand one time, you know. Like how I go through that. I know what's going on. Me, you know.
But then here's my next question to you.
I'm glad to explain.
I'm happy because I want to make this a project. Hope, bring it back. World. I want we can make this a series.
Yeah, I'm glad to explain this to the world, and I want the world to get to really understand more about this. So who really take it in? I wish the world could really take it in and try and want it.
Now, do you think it's fair? I mean, when you're living in the community and you're watching the people in the area that having, you know, so like them on the block and they see men coming home from work, you know, what is in their minds? What is in their mind? Because often or not, you have people say, I coming home from work, men on the block watching me. So all you on the block, you was there once, and our boy coming home from work, he jump out a maxi or he park his car, he working. When you watch him now, what goes through your mind at that stage when he was there? What was happening with you in your head?
No, well, all kind of things that's John Chima is according to how that individual dealing with you.
Okay.
And by everybody different. So if the individual who coming from work does deal, if you could heal the individual, and you know, it's according to what position you in as a ghetto youth on the block. As a ghetto youth on the block, it'll be all kind of different positions, you know. You might see a man coming home from work. You mightn't have, you might be a cigarette smoker. You might ask him for a cigarette.
And he gay, yeah.
He might gay one. You might ask him how they looking. You might turn and tell you he has something to do.
Okay.
All kind of thing. It's all kind of opportunities as a youth living on the block. It doesn't just be one thing, and that's why I want people to understand. It doesn't just be one thing. What you think it is not that. It's something else.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of is a serious thing with men who on the block and living the block life. Them is a very serious thing. I will glad to bring it across to the world. As I was saying, mm-hmm. Every week.
We could do something like this.
We could do something because, with the world, and it go have plenty of people, as they say, listening, go want to really understand how it does really be. But then when I understand just so.
It could take some time.
I wasn't in it. So you wouldn't believe everything. You might find this in something like it. You understand?
Yeah.
Trust me, it's a very serious thing. When you look at certain things I go say, when you look at certain things that happening on the news today, and you understand what going on when you read our papers and you listen to certain thing I will explain.
I know.
If it have its own thing and they could hear it.
But then
it's a serious thing.
But then when you talked, I mean I listened to you talk to me before we, you know, you got to this interview, and the passion in how you want to you want to explain it. And I told you, I said, don't worry, I'll help you. We'll do this. We'll get this information out. So when you look at other men in your clique dropping down at the hands of bullets, you know, does that scare, put a fear in you guys? Or is it that, you know what, by our grandfather, is it that they live with this mindset? Because that's the perception that the other half of the community thinks, you know, that they live with this mindset that, you know what, by the time I reach 21, I could dead, you know. You hear them talk that. I mean, what is the echo on the ground with that is concerned? When you watch, hey, them no kill Johnny, John Boy no dead, or look, Fredo gone. You know, what is the mindset when all they see these things?
No, well, it depends on what kind of individual you are. It also depends on what you go through in your life. Like I can only explain for me what I go through life and death situations more than once. By gunfire, by other things.
Mm.
So when I see a man die by gunfire, I just say, he, because majority of the youths and them who die in today, I just say, boy, them could have make a better choice for themselves. They didn't bound to die like that.
Mm.
Because it are plenty youths, plenty in them. When I say, yeah, belly, all right, belly's like this. I feel like when I take that bike, you know. Or I feel like when I slap you, you know. Tie belly, yeah, you're going and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But mine is to, but I feel like when I slap you, you know. But yeah, this is the mind here, you know, but if I slap you, but you go get in trouble, but he go go and tell his mother, and she go come and tell my mother, and I go get licked some mother, but you go have to forget that, boy.
Forget that.
That the brain, that the mind. But the belly is like, boy, I feel like going and slap she, you know. I go in and slap she, yes. She go in and pick up the slap, no.
And you go.
You go. That the belly, yeah. So, if you understand how
I,
really good.
No, well, from what you explained there, that with the man watching now. Because when Mighty go up there and Lego that slap, now, boy. Yeah, belly boy in front of everybody, boy.
So yeah, just get her belly alone and then you have no brains with it. So it's like with my experience, I just wasn't no belly man alone. I had my little brain too. So I always thinking before I act and you know, mean just doing nothing just so that I feel like I really pull myself away from certain elements and certain things and you know.
Well said.
Yeah,
and then that experience of being locked up for the first time. Taking you out of your freedom and putting you behind the iron cage. What was that experience like?
Well, that is our next thing. What, you know, teach me a lot and thing too, you know, being inside of it. Because I used to always say, you know, I always hear big up men and me talking about the jail and boy, they ain't easy and thing and thing and thing. When you really go and experience it for yourself, you really get to see the way it is like. But, you know, to say like fight wise and thing, me really study that part, eh? But
just being locked up.
Just being where it is. That is the part I just study. Me study the fight and the defense and
I had to go through.
That is secondary. Me didn't study that. But you see, like where you is, where you're sleeping, where you're living, the small space you're in, how they're treating you, how they're dealing with you. That is where you have to Taiwa. That is where you have to face.
Hey, we're on the upswing to the hour of 4 o'clock this afternoon. Let me take a call quickly. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So you didn't highlight the price. So I would like society to know what the price because when I inquire is for $300 US and up. So $300 US and up and then you're going now, you want if it's clean or if it's not clean. And this is why society should pay attention. And as long as people have no fear, because now in my next stage of life, now dealing with crap, I know I had all these boys on them. And from 10 o'clock, you won't get them to work because they're resting all night and they're working. And you see that mindset where you're talking about, that belly? Now, that is a belly. And I'm going to tell you here, I'm going to tell you with my version, with my boys and with them saying, they don't care. They could die now. They don't care. They have that strength. They don't matter because they're strong. They're physically strong and they need this and they're going to get it because they don't have it. And this is why it's taking place in society now. No, people don't want to deal with the real truth. This is the real truth. So we know what you want. You really don't want anything because you now have to put the law has to take that approach. They need to fear people. That is why I say from school, the police and them should get involved to let them know they have to fear somebody. As long as you don't have that fear and you don't have that discipline there, you won't change that mindset. You need to change and channel that. Then now you provide that opportunity. So with the strength that they have, they put that energy in different things. Everybody has all different gifts. And if the opportunity were there in the communities and all these kind of things, they would go there and develop the gifts. And this is why the opportunity is not trickling down. Have a good day, my friend.
Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Somebody nurse message and say, good afternoon, Davey. Listening to Eric today was mind-boggling. The system led by the present regime have young men scrunting all over the country. Employment opportunities are scarce and social services cannot feed an entire family of three. Employment breeds young men into staying away from criminal activities. And I guess this is what Mighty is saying here. Good afternoon. Quickly.
Question again for Lester.
Lester,
do you have a girlfriend and children?
Lester, they want to know if you have a girlfriend and children.
No, ma'am.
No. He doesn't at the moment.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, well, continue to pray and be a good boy, a good young man, and everything will pay, please.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, I mean, this is just the first opportunity I got this afternoon to bring Lester on the program, and I will bring him back. I'm pushing for next Thursday. He are wrong at bringing him back because, I mean, we didn't get all the questions covered. We didn't even talk about how they just view police officers on the block when the Babylon come in, as they just want to put. I don't even know why is the nickname for police now these days. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, buddy.
ask two questions. One for Roll and one for the young man.
Mm-hmm.
One for Roll is don't find a fault, find a remedy.
Mm-hmm.
That's one.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord Tennyson says in the poetry, good name in man and woman is the immediate jewel of thy soul.
Mm-hmm.
Who see my purse steal trust, kiss something nothing, rubs me not enriches you, but makes me poor indeed. Thank you,
Davey. All right, thanks very much for sharing. Lester, we have one more question for you before we wrap the interview here this afternoon because we're almost out of time. They say, please ask Lester, your guest, do you think that the type of music youths are listening have an influence on how they live their lives? You think the music interferes with the brain?
Yes, I like that person who asked that question. That's a good question to ask, and it's very true.
It is.
That have a big issue. Because you see now, the music does rock you. It does put you in a zone. If you don't get back on to that.
We not time, boy. Because I want to find out. I have real questions, and I'll show me. Listen, you have 30 seconds. Hit me.
Yes. The first caller assumed that the guy had a well-developed sense of values. This is not true. The sense of values must be developed with proper socialization.
Mm-hmm.
And parents, some parents cannot provide that.
Mm.
I'm suggesting that the school reform the education curriculum because it is mandatory that everybody attend school from age 5 to 16. So we need to review that and do a little less maths and physics or whatever and do some more on how to live in society.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Well, Lester, I want to say much love in our virgin. Greetings, you know, Papi. You really did it. All they don't know, but behind the scenes, I've been talking to Lester for a minute now, trying to get him on the program. You know, he was a bit nervous because, you know, he worried if he was able to really reach you guys. And based on the callers we got, the text messages that's coming in on the system, I can understand how appreciative you all are of this. We ain't talk about when our boy go out there and put it and do the job when he come back. It's so much we haven't covered. But I think, Lester would have given us real groundbreaking information in terms of from the adolescent youth, from the 5, 7 years, 8 years, going through that with mommy, single parent, and really experiencing it. So Lester, thank you very much. You have a spot here on the Overdrive. Yes, we definitely go and do some business.
Yes, sir, no problem.
And I'm appealing to Corporate Trinidad. Get on board, Project Hope. Let's help the youths and bridge the gap between the youth and the senior ones in our society.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.